It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, February 17th. I don't know about you, but when I woke up, the sun was shining, and that put a smile on my face. I'm always ready to go when the sun's shining in the morning. I love it. Before I get started, I just want to let you know that you can always contact me at chadslunchshow at Gmail. Welcome all emails. Well, not all. I mean, don't, you know, threaten me or anything like that. But, yeah. Let's get started with the show right out of the gates. This one is from TMZ. Kim Kardashian applauds Pennsylvania governor for urging state to abolish the death penalty. Okay. I'm not shocked about that. But, you know, how many friends or family members has Kim lost due to brutal murders or anything like that, mass murder, whatever. How would she feel if she was a family member of one of the victims of the Hillside Stranglers? Yes, I don't know if you know about these gentlemen. These were two guys in Los Angeles in the late 70s that brutally murdered and raped 10 young women. Doesn't really matter the age, actually. I wonder how the family members of these victims feel. I'd like to see her sit down with them for dinner and share her feelings on capital punishment. How about the family members of the four Idaho students who were allegedly murdered by Christopher Kohlberger? I wonder how their families feel right now. I wonder if she'd like to sit down with them and discuss her feelings about it. It'd be an interesting conversation there. I'd like to be a fly on that wall for sure. Oh, and this guy. How about this one? This one's a real sweetheart. Oh, what a gentleman this guy is. Skylar DeLeon. This West Coaster, he's from the Los Angeles area, I believe. He posed as an interested party in purchasing a trawler, a yacht. So he convinced the owners, Thomas and Jackie Hawks, to take him out for sea trials, which is a boat ride to see how the boat performs and the condition of the boat and everything. And, well, he decided to beat the crap out of them, make them sign paperwork that transfers the boat into his name. And then he tied the anchor to their ankles and they threw him overboard. So I wonder how the families of that beautiful couple feel about capital punishment. You know, unless you're in someone else's footsteps, it's got to be careful what you say on this stuff. I'd really like to see her talk with all those family members. But I'd like to move on. Actually, today's topics are kind of sad. Today's topics are they're pretty tough ones. But we do end the day on a good note. And my pledge to you is that we will always end Fridays on a good note to get us headed into the weekend
on the right track.
All right, let's see. This one also from TMZ regarding Bam Margera. Bam ain't doing so good. Ain't doing so good at all. The headline reads, "Non-sober visit with son was last straw, so claims estranged wife." He should be able to see his kid, even if maybe under supervised watch. I don't know, but you can't just keep someone from their kid entirely. I don't know the details at all, in all honesty, but let him see his kid. But I hope he gets cleaned up. All right. Let's go down a quick list of headlines here. YouTube CEO is stepping down after a decade in the role. This lady's been, I guess her name's Susan. She's been with YouTube, or actually Google, since, or she was with YouTube. The article read that she was with YouTube in the early days when they were set, like starting it in the garage, and then she was Google's 16th employee. So she's been around a while, and you know, I'd probably want to retire too. I know a lot of people are glad to see her go, like YouTubers, you know, that feel like they're a little bit over restricted. Ryan Seacrest is leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan, being replaced by Mark Consuelos. Yes, that's right. Kelly's husband. Yes. I think I'm going to have to just continue not watching the show. There's just something wrong with that, a couple hosting. There's something wrong with that, and I don't know. If you know, email me, Chad's Lunch Show at Gmail. If you are a psychologist, please email me and let me know why I have a problem with that. We've got sad news. This one in memoriam here. Raquel Welch passed away at 82 years of age. And I don't know what to say about that. That's actually pretty sad. She was Hollywood. I mean, she had that voice. She had the look. Everything. And she's a quite possibly the hottest Hollywood. Yeah, like even hotter than Marilyn. I don't know who some of the others are, but she's arguably the hottest. So yes, let's see what else we have here. All right, this one from ABC News. Tesla recalls over 360,000 cars due to potential crash risk. Who could see that one coming? Look, you know, we're pushing the limit here in the automotive industry with this self-driving car stuff. It's just, it's too soon, if ever at all, in all honesty. Some things just need human beings to be operated. Now, I'm not saying I don't like electric cars. You know, I personally don't want one. You know, I get what we're trying to achieve by doing that. And I think it goes to a good cause. And if you like them, great. You know, as long as they don't harm everybody else, that's fine. I like Elon Musk. It's nothing about that. It's just, you know, just recently there was a 5-car pileup because a self-driving car just suddenly stopped and people just started piling up. I mean, you know, it's already happening. So we just need to rethink that. Moving on a little bit here, we got some sad news, unfortunately. This one is from the Associated Press. This Bruce Willis diagnosed with dementia. That's tough to hear. I've got experience with dementia, not myself, but a family member, and it is devastating news. I'm not going to lie to you, and I feel for his family and him, of course. You know, I hope he has more good times coming before it gets too bad. But, you know, a little bit of sad stuff. But we're going to end the day off on a high note with some good news. That's going to be our tradition. So, all right. This is actually another sad one. Jeez. Now, this one is from Friday Digital, whoever the hell that is. There's a bunch of these small news companies out there. It's good, though. They are reporting that over 40,000 people have been killed in Turkey and Syria. You know, when you think about how many we lost in 9/11, regardless of how it happened, that's a staggering number. And to think of 40,000, If you thought I pronounced turkey wrong, calling it turkey-yay, you'd be wrong. Turkey-yay has gone back to their original spelling and pronunciation of their country. Anyway, Fetterman returns to the hospital suffering from depression. That is another one from ABC News. I'm not getting political here. I'm not getting political, but isn't this kind of what people were warning about? Like, I mean, he would go to a, I know he had the stroke, you know, but he would go to these debates or speeches or whatever. And it was just, it was sad. I was told, I didn't see, you know, I don't follow politics that much, but, I do hear a lot, but, he might not be cut out for it. He was just in the hospital like a week ago. Depression's no joke. I don't wish that upon anyone, in all honesty. So I hope he can get well. And if he's, you know, he's in there now. So hopefully he'll feel better and do something good. I don't know. And as promised, we are going to end Friday's episodes on a good note. This one is from today, the NBC program. Teen jumps into icy lake to rescue 83-year-old man and dog trapped in Jeep. This is absolutely unbelievable here. This kid is literally a kid, 17 years old. He's ice fishing in Iowa on a lake and witnesses this Jeep plunge into the lake and go right through the ice and sink. This kid goes out there, saves this man and his dog, and they're all good. It's just absolutely unbelievable. That's on today.com. If you want to check that one out, that's a good one. But that's it for this week. I'm glad y'all joined us. Don't forget to email us and let us know what you think about the stories we're doing, and share your experiences, whatever you want to say. Send those emails to chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And I am out of here, folks. I hope y'all have a good, safe weekend, of course. And our next episode is Tuesday the 21st. It is 5 o'clock somewhere, so I have got to go.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.